This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. My next guest knows a little bit about this place. He writes the gaming column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And has been a regular on our show before every time we come to Las Vegas. Howard Stutz, how are you, man?
Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
I mean, this hotel, where we are speaking from right now, has such a history. It's the former Sahara Hotel, one of the last of the Rat Pack hotels, if you will. And it's actually the newest hotel to open, really.
The first new hotel to open since 2010. Since the Cosmopolitan opened.
Which in Las Vegas is like saying, really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you'd think there's another hotel opening every week just about.
It seemed that way from after the Mirage opened back in 1989 and then the Excalibur then followed. And it just seemed like, you know, through the 90s and into the 2000s, I mean, it was just like year after year was another hotel.
And this
opening.
Is not really a new build. They didn't do it that way.
No, they took the old Sahara, which, I mean, you've been in here now, you've seen it. This doesn't look anything like the
old
Sahara.
Oh, my God, not even close. I want to know where the old signs went. Did they go to the Neon Museum, maybe?
Yeah, some of the stuff went to the Neon Museum. A lot of the old stuff, when they closed the Sahara in 2011, they had an auction. People came in and were buying the old pictures from the 60s that were in the House of Lords.
The plates,
oh, yeah,
the silver.
Everything.
Did you buy anything?
No, I decided to have enough stuff in my house.
And they were buying the chips.
I did buy a couple of chips.
See?
Have collected some chips from all the casinos I've closed over the years. But they, 2011, they started gutting it. And finally in 2013, the company, SBE Entertainment out of Los Angeles and Stockbridge Partners out of San Francisco got the funds, $415 million, to redo this into the SLS Las Vegas.
And here we are.
And if you've been in the old Sahara, you kind of get the feel from where in the casino, where the lines were and everything. They moved a lot of stuff around. They moved a lot of walls, tore out walls, really changed it around. But it's really freshened up, did something a lot
different. I mean, let's put this in perspective. It was the Sahara since 1952.
Well, yeah, 59 years, the oldest hotel, one of the oldest hotels on the Strip. The Rat Pack all played here. I mean, you go through the history of the celebrities that performed in the showroom here. From you know, the Beatles stayed here when they played at the convention center back in the 60s. So it's got a history to it.
And in trying to be a little bit cutting edge, they even got Lenny Kravitz in to design some of the suites.
He designed four of the suites, and then...
He's done that in the Bahamas, too, with their other hotel that's opening up in May,
right,
called Bahamar.
Right, down the SLS. They got several of these SLSs around. And then Lenny Kravitz on opening night, he got so excited that he ended up brought his band up, and they played a couple of sets in the Sayers Lounge down here. So Lenny got really excited about the opening of the SLS.
And it didn't charge him?
I don't think so.
Wow, that's excitement. Or that's stupidity, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No, the thing that I like is they brought in some of the restaurants that are branded restaurants, though, that I like Katsuya.
Right.
I ate at that restaurant in L.A.
I've been in in L.A. down at L.A. Live, exactly. It's one of the things, they control all the restaurants, and they brought a lot of their – they're known as an entertainment company, SBE. They have a lot of they have the SLSs in Miami, and as you said, they're building one in the Bahamas. They're building one in New York. They have a lot of restaurants. They have a loyal follower, so to speak, that, you know, they go to the nightclubs and go to the restaurants. That's what they're hoping to attract here to the SLS Las Vegas.
And they're filling the rooms.
That's what the key is. They're trying to fill the rooms. Las Vegas has changed, as you know, Peter, over the years. It's not the gaming destination. It's a destination for everything else, for all the nightlife and all the restaurants and all the,
all right,
the hotels
so,
and shows.
Okay, so I got to ask the question. And the money here, I can't get my arms around it on this one aspect of the money, okay? The clubs with the bottle service. Someone has to explain to me, okay, where the money is coming. I understand the big whales coming in to gamble. That's the old school definition of somebody throwing down all this money on the tables. But the 22-year-olds and the 23-year-olds doing the $5,000 bottles of champagne and filling the clubs at night, it's interesting. I came up on the plane today, right? And it was a Southwest Airlines flight. And sitting next to me, 26-year-old woman who has just moved to Las Vegas. I said, why are you moving to Las Vegas? She says, oh, I'm going to get a job doing bottle service. And I said to her, really? And I said, and how do you audition for that? She said, in a bikini. I said, in a bikini, okay. And how much money can you make? She said, it's unbelievable.
You know, you look up and down the strip, every one of these properties have added two or three different nightclubs and day clubs. You look at the...
Yeah, okay, now that's the other thing. The day clubs, they did that, at, you know, at the MGM. They've done that at some of the bigger hotels. And they have the cabanas. Now, forget the bottle service. The cabanas are going for $10,000.
You look at the most...
This is for a day.
Oh, yeah. And the most interesting day club right now is at the top of the old... It's now called the Cromwell. It used to be the Barbary Coast, the Barbary Coast, the old Bill's Casino.
Now, that's the Caesar's Palace Hotel.
Caesar's owns it. They ended up... They went on... They dragged...
You know what? Howard, stay with me, because I got to get to the bottom of this. Howard Stutz from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick with us, because when we come back, he's going to tell me the secret of bottle service and how they make so much money. And I know the word bikini is going to be involved. I just know it. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the SLS Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas right after this.